Welcome to the Big Fucking Feelings Podcast, a show on how to use psychology to process your emotions, train your brain, and deal with being a human. And now, me, your host, psychology major, corporate badass, and certified life coach, Michelle Kevill.
Hello, everyone. I hope you are well. And if not, I got you. At least you are here. My name is Michelle Kevill, and I help high-achieving corporate women feel passionate about their job again. Welcome to today's episode. It has been so busy right now. I have been preparing for a new intake for people in the Epic Work and Life program coming into May, which you can find out more in the show notes. But this is for people, if you are so driven, if you are ready to achieve those big corporate goals like getting promoted, but also have an amazing, fantastic life where you're not burning out and completely overworking and losing your shit, then sign up in the show notes. I will be opening up some spots coming up into May and we'll be sending out some notes on that one. And I wanted to chat about today's episode. This one I've been planning for a while as I have learned a whole heap about my own autoimmune condition. And I've talked a little bit about this before, but I've really grown and learned a few things that I wanted to share for anyone out there who, whether it is even a mental illness or any form of illness as such, this is how you can manage that illness. That more perspective I'm going to share is from like an autoimmune condition, like a, you know, physical illness, and how do you manage that with work, especially if you are that very driven type that is always wanting to achieve. How do you handle yourself? How do you keep going when that disease is also pulling you down? I'm going to give you the biggest tip that is going to absolutely change the game for you, for how you're going to start viewing that specific condition and how you can actually use it to your benefit. So if I start off, right, we've all had days where we're not feeling super fantastic, right? You might be feeling a little bit tired, we have a coffee, you know, we're trying to continue and do things and stuff like that. But what if we have a condition that is pulling us down compared to what we see is the average? Maybe we are having, or you're having, absolute extreme, like dizzy spells, complete exhaustion. You are, on top of that, really trying to stay at your A game, the same level you're always at with work, you know, getting things done, getting the ball moving and rolling, and you're struggling as this illness that you're aware of is starting to pull you down. It's making you more tired, you have to sleep more, you have brain fog, and you feel like it's starting to consume and take over your life, and it's impacting your ability at work. However, you are stuck. You don't want to give in to this disease. You don't want to give in to this. You don't want to slow down at work, so you keep pushing yourself through the illness and at work. And then what ends up happening, everyone? You end up getting extremely ill, having to take a fuck ton of time off. And at that time, you're likely shaming yourself. You're in this little kind of depressive spiral, and you're just wishing that you didn't have this illness. And the tip that I want to share with you today is a game changer. It is something that I've been using myself. It is something that I use with my clients who I work with, who also, some of them have various types of, like, you know, whether it's autoimmune or not like the exact one, or some sort of physical illness that is pulling them down. And it is going to change how you work with this disease. And I'm going to give you a few tips here. I'm going to leave the best for last. The first one is, the biggest thing that you need to start working on and changing right now is how you view this disease. I don't even call my thing a disease anymore. I call it an autoimmune condition. And that's I'm very strict with the words that I use for this, because the way you talk about this disease, this illness, etc., I just want you to remember that your brain is a sponge. All the negative connotation. Actually, I'll give you an example. My partner likes to say that, you know, oh, he's getting old and stuff like that. And you know what? I actually tell him off all the time. Not because he's not actually old at all, but I'm like, okay, literally the words that you are telling yourself right now, that you are old, that you have, like, you know, issues with your knees and stuff like that, your brain is at a subconscious level absorbing some of that. Now, I'm not saying if you ever think, oh my God, I suck or something like that, it's immediately going to go in your brain and then you're going to suck at the thing. But if you are consistently talking to yourself that way, if you are consistently reinforcing these thoughts and beliefs that you have, it is going to appear in your real world. And by telling yourself that this condition, you know, it sucks, it's horrible, I hate this, it's a disease, you are actually giving the disease more, literally more power in two ways. How you view it obviously is making you feel like shit as well, and it will add to that, those feelings. But no, literally, you could be making your disease worse by focusing in on it. I think the only way to explain it is I think of this Simpsons episode where Bart is like, doesn't want to go to school. So he's telling his body like, oh, like just get sick. And then like the immune system just retreats and he like properly gets himself sick. It's literally like that. Like, and I think what happens is we just add more focus to it. So our brains are aware of it. And when we're adding more focus onto a condition, we're obviously heightening our anxiety and stuff like that, which especially for an autoimmune condition, just does not help at all. So the first thing is you need to start changing how you talk about your condition. And I don't even care if this is like from a mental illness to a physical illness as well. Now, some of you, that might be a little bit jarring, especially when it comes to, say, a mental illness such as like depression, anxiety, and stuff like that. I have had to reframe all the messaging that I got from doctors like before coaching about me being labeled like I was told that I have depression. I do not have depression. This is for me personally. I'll give you my example. I do not have depression. I never had depression. I had improper coping skills, which led me to seek out destructive behaviors, which led to a spiral of depression. Like I would have these little spirals of anxiety, depression, etc. And then I'd be like, oh, it's the depression again. It wasn't the depression again. It was literally all my thoughts, how I talk to myself, and then how I was treating myself. And in reaction to that, then I became depressed. And it's not to say that there are people out there who have a biochemical difference in their brain. They may have to be taking certain types of medication. What I'm saying to you might not fit for you. That is totally fine. What I am saying is you need to work and see kind of like the light of your illness. So my autoimmune condition, whenever it flares up, it's a reminder. It is my internal alarm system that is just a bit more heightened than everyone else's, that I need to take care of myself more. That is it, whether it's through like thought work, physical self-care, mental self-care, like there's always a lack of fit, like even when I'm eating, like it is, and I just tell myself my alarm is just a bit more reactive versus other people. Why is that? Some of it is genetics, which we found out. This condition is running in my family. And the second one is how I have previously treated myself. Now, I can see that as a bad thing and go back and be like, oh, I should have never done this to myself, blah, blah, blah. I cannot fucking change the past, okay? You can only learn from the past. Or I can say that, okay, this is my body loving me so fucking much. Some people might be very jarring depending on your symptoms and side effects. So I really do get it. But when you have this, it's like, okay, it's for me, it's like my body is loving me so much that it had to put it into an alarm system because of how I treated it to be like, hey, you need to stop. You need to listen to me. So now, funny enough, whilst I have, you know, peaks and troughs and I'm still working with the condition, still managing it, and it's going to be one of those things that is ongoing. I don't think it's ever necessarily going to be cured. It's just going, my lifestyle at times just needs to shift around it so I can make sure that I'm still taking care of me. So that's the same thing I want to give to you. Again, how are you heightening, one, your autoimmune condition, but how can you view it in a better light? How can you view it as something that is helping you? Again, this might be very jarring for people as well who have extreme symptoms, and I really do respect that. And it's one of those things, especially if you are at the start of your journey, like these types of things that I'm giving you right now might be too much for you, and that's okay. Because when I was diagnosed for the very first time with this and my symptoms were at the height, I was just like, oh my God, I don't want to view this any other way, as in like, get rid of this thing right now. But how can you just give yourself at least some self-compassion and how you view the symptoms that you're having to not escalate them even further by adding that anxiety, that frustration with it? If that's where you're at, that's where I would start with. How are you adding to the autoimmune condition or the condition that you have. How by you viewing this way makes it even stronger. As in, again, if you're freaking out about the fact that you're getting headaches all the time, how is that making the headache stronger? As an example. Separately, you need to cut and drop the shame you have around this condition in line with work. The problem is you see this because this is why I was talking before about like changing your narrative around the condition, right? So I've done that for mine and I see it in a different light. The problem is when you are this high achieving, go-getting person, you're doing all the things, you're high performing, anything that slows you down, you will judge and you will absolutely shame it and you will make yourself feel that you are inadequate to other people. And that is complete bullshit, okay? This is where shifting your view of the autoimmune condition can really help you here. Because for me, where I am at is whenever I need to slow down, I'm like, okay, my internal alarm system, my autoimmune condition is flaring up to teach me a lesson and I'll know to slow down. And when I slow down, I know that I can speed back up, but I need to honor myself right now and where I'm at. You aren't going to just fucking like white knuckle your way through all the symptoms and feelings and hope that it goes away. Okay, I tried that. It doesn't work. It's not going to work. No special pill or special diet is going to make this just completely disappear. It is going to be something that you are going to need to work with and manage ongoing. And I know that can be really frustrating to hear, but when you can accept that, you can then start to just integrate it with your life. And then when you drop the shame around how it's making you perform, you can then start to think about pragmatically, using your thinking brain, not the part of you that's shaming you and being like, just get back to it. And you're such a, you know, little baby, like other people don't deal with this, blah, blah, blah. You can start to think about what extra measures do I need so that I can work at my most highest performing self. Let me say that again. What measures do I need so that you can perform at your highest performing self? There is nothing wrong with getting some sort of extra support to ensure you're able to work constructively, conducively. I don't know. You know what I mean? And the problem is you aren't likely asking for those at your corporate job or even just advocating yourself in like the medical field, etc. Because typically for me, autoimmune conditions, like it took a while for me to just, I had to really advocate for myself to get this condition diagnosed, to see the right specialists to actually help me along the way. You have to drop some of the shame that is coming with this condition and coming from needing to ask for, you know, something extra in order to allow yourself to flourish, right? So for me, at the peak of like COVID and the pandemic, and some people had started coming back to the office, because of my condition, I was not able to. And I was okay advocating for that because I had also had a lot of practice with other health stuff being able to do that. But I had known clients who came to me who were really struggling to do that because they had so much shame around, well, no, and this is like, if I asked to, you know, work from home or something, then it's going to be bad for my career, blah, blah, blah. And when we really went down through all these thoughts, really all it came down to was the shame that they were feeling about this condition and about asking for an extra request. And it's funny enough, once they were able to work through that, they were able to ask for what they needed. And the thing that they feared was going to happen never happened. And they were able to work even better. And then they were able to, you know, get better, go back, etc., like all that stuff. And this is what I mean when I say you have to drop some of that shame, because your brain is going to lie to you and tell you all these lies around like, no, work isn't supportive or work isn't going to do that. But what that leads you is in a victim state of mind, and then you're not even trying to advocate for yourself. And a lot of thoughts I got a lot of the time from some of my older clients was like, oh, but like if they say no, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, if they say no, so what? Like what other things, like keep going, keep advocating for yourself. Like what other things could be put in place? Does negotiations need to happen? Like what do you need to do here? Are there things you need to be changing at home? Like when you're in that state of like, I don't even want to ask because the person will say no and it'll bring up all my shame around this condition. You just stay stuck and you stay stuck in the same way of being and you end up making like the condition worse. And That's not going to be helpful for you. So a lot of this really is drop the shame you have with this condition. And it will all come down to how you view yourself with this condition. And a lot of you are viewing it as, it is a detriment to me, it is making me perform less, and if I perform less, I'm not good enough, I suck, I fail, etc. You can't get rid of this. You just have to manage your way through it. And when you drop all that drama, then you can really come to the table and think about, right, what is it that I need for myself? And another way to do this is to think about, if someone came to you with the same thing, an autoimmune condition, what would you be telling them? Would you be like, no, suck it up, deal with it, how dare you ask for any special treatment or anything like that? No, I don't doubt you would likely be very compassionate to them. Be like, hey, this is what you can think about and ask. Here are some resources. Here are some policy documents, etc. All this stuff. So why can't you do it for yourself? Well, you can't because you have a different set of expectations for yourself and how you need to act and operate in the world that was likely passed down from you to you from, whether it's parents, guardians, just ways of being and operating that kept you safe. And it's not helping you now. The reason it's important to do this type of work that I'm talking about is because it will serve you so much. You're able to get better. A lot of majority of my heavier symptoms have mostly disappeared. There are times where they come back up and I have just had to accept that it's an ongoing condition that I manage. This isn't going away. There are going to be times where it'll absolutely flare up and I need to take time off, and it is annoying and stuff like that. And, sometimes it even affects my business with my coaching, but that's okay. That's life. I'm going to give myself grace and love and self-compassion. And I'm also going to be looking at what was it that I was doing or not doing? What kind of triggered it as well? And my triggers are going to change too as life happens, and that's okay too. And what other things do I need to be looking at? I still haven't necessarily, it's not that I'm complacent with the condition, it's that I'm accepting that it's here to stay. And there are a lot for my condition points around, or selling points, I would say, in various communities around how you can ultimately get rid of it. But it's going, and I do think there is a point where I can get it to a place where it is potentially in remission. Will it pop up from time to time out of remission? Yeah, I do think that's possible. And then will my strategy on managing it have to change to get it back into remission? Yes. But I'm accepting that this is a journey and it is going to take time, and that's okay. I'm figuring it out. I'm still thriving. I'm still okay. I've been promoted 2 times in under a year whilst I had this condition. This is not taking away from my life, because that's also the last thing you do not want to do. You do not want to use this condition to then put you in this little hole of and this is why I can't do X, and this is why it sucks. Now, if you are at the start of your condition, it is okay, by the way, to be in that hole. I would actually be giving you a completely different set of coaching, say if you're working with me one-on-one, if you were in this oh my God, it sucks right now. Because what you actually need, if you are you're at the peak of your symptoms, they are horrific, you need so much love. You need to know that it is okay. That it's okay to feel this way. It's okay to be in this little tiny hole that you're in right now, and that you have the ability to get through this. You can pick yourself back up. You can do small little tiny things to take care of yourself and to move through it. Some of those things are as simple as just I don't know, getting up and brushing your hair or something like that. I say this because because of how I was raised when it came to my health, came from a very health conscious family, not about food. I mean, literally health conscious around your physical ailments and stuff like that, just being aware of it. And also traditionally women are negated for their symptoms. And I was always told to advocate, if you think something is wrong, go with your gut, something is wrong, whatever. And that has served me. And I remember with my condition, because I very quickly went from, oh my God, I absolutely hate this, to right, what do I need to do? Who do I need to be speaking to? How do I need to fix this? I was able to skip what I saw lots of people. It took them years to get to where I was at, where I just immediately was speaking to different specialists, doctors. I wasn't taking no for an answer when I was told that my levels were fine, and just demanding the support that I needed to finally getting the diagnosis that I needed and the support and the right specialists in place. But that came from a mindset of, I'm not going to let this like take over me. I need to get help. Where do I need to go from? For you, if your conditions are at the absolute peak, I really do. I completely empathize with you. There is nothing wrong with you. You are going to be okay. You're going to get through this. I really do believe that. Okay. Give yourself some self-love and compassion right now. All right. It's okay to be a little saddy at the moment, and soon you'll be a little baddie advocating for you. If you're at the point in time where you're aware of your condition and you're kind of just like, how am I going to keep managing this with work? This is where it really is important to be dealing with some of the shame and the thoughts you have about it affecting your life. You fucking need to be changing that because it is going to serve you. Changing your story that you have with this condition is not only going to reduce how the condition does actually physically affect you, but you'll be also stop making it worse, and you'll be able to advocate for yourself and what things and extra support, whether it's in the medical work, whatever, that you need. And if this is something that you are struggling with, that you want fast results, and when I say fast results, I mean something where you're able to get the support that you need at work and also thrive, like getting promoted whilst managing this autoimmune condition effectively, that it's like not crazy affecting you, and having an amazing like life, like a real work life, like a full, I call it a full life, real work-life balance. You're not overworking, you're not overwhelmed, you're not crying about your condition. You have a plan to get yourself better. Book in the show notes a link to my Epic Work and Life program. Because I've gone through this myself, I do specifically help with this type of stuff too. And I can help you, because so many smart women have, because they haven't advocated for themselves, have succumbed to certain conditions that they are having when there was help available. And it's sad because I've talked to women who have, and look, that's not to judge. Some people, then the best decision they need to make for themselves at that time is to take time off work. That is fine as well. And I also know women who have thought, because of the shame was too powerful, they weren't able to advocate for their needs. They have had to given up on like a dream career. And frankly, they didn't have to do that. If they were just working through some of the things that I was talking about as well, they didn't have to succumb to the shame. Because you want to make it, again, you want to diss the shame. You want to come to a decision that is good for you from a better place. Anyway, that is all for today. I will see you next week. Bye. Hey. Are you feeling super overwhelmed on the weekend? You just cannot stop thinking about work and you really wish there was an off button. Well, you should sign up for my 5-day challenge, how to disconnect from work and enjoy your weekend again in a way that actually works for you, not against you. Doom scrolling on social media or binging Netflix, that's a thing of the past. I'm going to teach you a secret that I only share with my one-on-one clients that I'll be sharing for free in this challenge. Over the next 5 days, we're going to go through why you keep worrying, how to handle the top 3 most common weekend worries, and a step-by-step guide on how to get you out of anxiety and back into calm so you can truly enjoy your time off. Link is in the show notes below to sign up. We start on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. I'll see you there.